USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Still no deal between the U.S. and Mexico to avert import tariffs on Mexican goods starting Monday. President Trump wants Mexico to stem the flow of Central American migrants arriving at the southern U.S. border. He says he's not worried about potential efforts in Congress to stop his plans.
Told Mexico the tariffs go on, and I mean it too, and I'm very happy with it. And a lot of people, senators included, they have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to tariffs. They have no, absolutely no idea.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says we're still moving forward with tariffs at this time. A West Point cadet was killed when a training vehicle overturned in upstate New York. Authorities are investigating the cause of the accident, which left 19 other cadets injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The Washington Supreme Court has ruled against a Christian florist for a second time for refusing to provide flowers for a same-sex wedding. Marinelle Stutzman believes her case is about basic American freedoms.
It's about everyone's freedom to live their belief without fear of government punishment. If the government could tell you what event you must celebrate and take all you own if you decline to violate your faith, then we don't live in a free America. Whatever you stand on this issue of same-sex marriage, we can all agree to stand for our freedoms.
The internal watchdog for the Homeland Security Department visited four facilities. They say inspectors found serious risks. In California, nooses were found in detainees' cells and also inadequate medical care. In New Jersey, there was spoiled food and moldy bread. Both of those locations had unusable toilets and mold in the bathrooms. The report says ICE has taken steps to correct the problems. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A former Air Force service member currently in federal custody has been charged in a 25-year-old cold case in which a 9-year-old girl was sexually assaulted and murdered. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Modern technologies allowed police in Missouri to unlock the 25-year-old case involving the brutal assault and murder of 9-year-old Angie Hausman. St. Charles County Prosecuting Attorney Tim Lomer.
We're going to get several more leads that might draw a connection between Earl Cox and someone close to Angie. What we know now is that other than being in a physical proximity of where Angie not only lived but where she was abducted, there's no direct connection.
The 9-year-old was found dead 9 days after she disappeared in November of 1993 in the St. Louis area. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A Utah man is accused of threatening members of Congress. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story from Washington.
54-year-old Scott Brian Haven arrested this week after authorities say he repeatedly called the White House saying that certain representatives should be shot or should have their heads sliced off. Documents indicate that Haven made nearly 1,500 calls to the White House in 2018 alone, a U.S. chief magistrate judge finding Haven to be a danger to the community, and he was ordered to stay in detention until his case is resolved. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.